I'm Richard Gonzalez in Oakland. For many people in this region, the word sushi is synonymous with Yoshi's. It's a Japanese restaurant and jazz club with venues here and in San Francisco. Sho Kamio is the executive chef for both restaurants. He also grew up in Sendai, where his parents survived the earthquake and tsunami.
I'm really, really disappointed. I'm very shocked still.
Kamio says as a result of the nuclear crisis, he's had a few customers ask about the safety of his fish supply. He tells them that 96% of the sushi he serves comes from fish drawn from domestic waters, the rest from the global market.
I'm pretty sure, 100% pretty sure, everything okay, fine.
Operators of sushi bars and restaurants around the Bay Area that once relied on the Japanese market also say they've gone to lengths to find other sources for fish. They've had no choice. Michael Gallion is the general manager of Morimoto Napa.
The Japanese Prime Ministry has strict controls on all the exported product going out of Japan right now, as well as the FDA has strict controls on this side of all imports coming in. And while we do source some fish from Japan, the fish we source is far from the site. So we feel very confident that what we're serving is completely safe.
Outside of another sushi bar, Mijori, in Oakland, patrons said they aren't worried. Kayla Kirsch is a nonprofit consultant.
I have concerns about the radiation in Japan, but I don't have concerns about eating sushi in Oakland, California. Most of the fish is local, I assume, and not imported.
They had a long way to swim if they were in my supper tonight.
Loretta Eskenazi is a retired painter. She's just consumed a plate of tuna sashimi and a California roll. Eskenazi says she can't imagine any company skirting import controls to sell contaminated fish. It's just bad for business, she says.
You know, it's like nobody picks apples off the ground and sells those, and that's what they'll be.
Even so, an association of local Japanese restaurant owners is concerned that the nuclear crisis could keep customers away. So it's laying plans for a PR offensive, if it's needed, to assure consumers that their products are safe. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Oakland.